and welcome to Hatching Ideas. This episode is Ink Blot Art with Rex. Rex is a Noster user that posts his art and his content every single day across the Noster ecosystem and asks people simply, you know, what do you see? What's up, Rex? Welcome.
Hey, Derek. Thank you for having me here, man.
I am happy to have you here. You know, I remember you over the past year staying true to your word and posting your ink blot art every single day. And, you know, and I love seeing it because I love reading people's interpretations and my own interpretations. And I want to learn all sorts of, you know, information about it. But before we get into the nitty gritty, I want to learn a little bit more about you, sir. I want to know, and I think a lot of people want to know, is what is your Noster story? When did you first join Noster? How did you hear about it? How did you get started with Noster?
Through Twitter. I was a big Twitter head. I had sold some of my Bitcoin-related art through Twitter. And I heard that there was a big exodus happening. That all these Bitcoiners had it with Twitter, and that was it. This was the end. March off. It was even before March off Twitter. And I decided, okay, I'll give it a whirl. And I signed up with Iris. I hemmed and hawed first, and then I signed up with Iris. And I didn't really look back. I just really enjoyed the whole community. And sorry, my cat is attacking me. Of course, when I'm sitting down, he wants my attention.
You know, that's a question I didn't ask, or I didn't have on my list of questions, is you always post photos of your cats. They're huge. They're massive. I want to know all about the cats, too. So we're going to pause the Noster story.
Sure.
Because the internet loves cats, right? So I want to know, like, what are your cats' names? How many cats do you have? What are their breeds? Because they are huge. Let's get into it.
Well, I have only two cats now.
Okay.
It happened that while I was on Noster, we split up, this girl and I. She took three cats. I was left with my two. And we've got Otis, who's my orange and white.
Okay.
And Zinzin is the fully black one.
That Zinzin's the big one, right?
No, Otis is the big one.
Oh, Otis
is
the big one.
He's the 15-pound beast.
That is a 15-pound cat. That is a big cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. And he demands a lot of attention.
as they would. Yeah, Otis is massive. Yeah. I'm just looking at your feed here, scrolling down here. Yeah, Otis is a massive cat. That's... My one of my close friends has a micro kitty. It's super, super tiny. It's fully grown, but it is so tiny. It weighs like not even 5 pounds. So Otis would crush her.
Oh God. Otis is such a beast and he thinks that he's a little kitten, right? So like when he wants to climb up on top of me, I actually have to lift this. Well, and then he puts all his dead weight on me. He's not a light cat.
He's long, too. Like, I've seen holding him up where his hind legs are hanging down. Like, he's long.
Oh, yeah. He's a big, heavy beast. But, you know, he's very affectionate.
Yeah,
and Uno,
you know,
just comments
I love it.
Here, Otis is massive. Yeah, Uno, you betcha. He is a massive boy. Thanks, yeah, man.
That's great.
And thank you for everybody who's zapping me, Mark, Intuitive Guy. Appreciate it. This is great. This will go to Ink Blot Art zapping back out, guys. Thank you.
Okay, so you joined Noster kind of during the exodus, you know, like a little over a year ago, and you
so
remember March off Twitter.
2022 is more or less when I would have, I think.
Yeah, December. A lot of us came over December 2022 when that whole exodus and the conversation started on Noster. Yeah, so you were part of that original group. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
I've been following you for a while. I don't remember exactly when, but I remember early on following you and talking to you. But one of my most important memories that kind of sticks out, it's more recent. It's about 6 months ago, is whenever I start talking about doing Noster November and reaching out to people on other, you know, social platforms and kind of letting them know about Noster. And you took it to a little bit different level. You were promoting your artwork that was exclusively on Noster, but you were linking to it or something like that. Can you tell me a little bit about your initiative in November?
What happened there, I think, was actually even a couple of months earlier than that. I was offering people a 1,000 sat bounty if they shared the Noster, I think it was then just the Noster link. If they shared it on Twitter, if they shared it on any other social media platforms.
Yeah, okay.
And that went over exceptionally well. A little too well. There were some people I suspect had made multiple accounts to get the sats and whatnot. But that's neither here nor there. That's growing pains, right?
Yes.
So,
and you'll have that, right? Like, you're not going to stop it. You know people are going to do it. So you just try to go with the flow.
I feel a lot of people. It did bring in quite a few people. And I think it was money well spent, even with the few people that did decide to. And this is just a suspicion. You know, I can't outright say that so-and-so did this. You know, it just seemed a little odd in some cases where you had individuals. But again, that's neither here nor there. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's fine. So now you were talking about how you were doing your own little Grow Noster initiative.
Oh, yeah.
And promoting outside of Noster and linking back to Noster and paying people
and paying
some
sats.
Yeah.
And yeah, sorry. Here's the deal. I smoked a joint before to calm my nerves. And now, do you think I can remember anything?
No. Love it.
An interesting interview. Bear with me.
Well, you know what? That's fine because this leads into a question. But we'll hold that question because it's all related. It's all related to your process. So let's talk about something that's near and dear to your heart that you should be able to talk about. Then let's talk about your journey becoming an ink blot artist. What originally drew you to this type of artwork?
Okay. So the original purpose for ink blot art was I was facing a creative block. I love tattooing and I wanted to be a tattoo artist for a very long time. But the reason I never got into it is that I've got horrible anxiety, right? So I just simply went with designing the art and was thinking that, well, maybe I could sell a few designs here or there. That never really happened. So they just wound up in my portfolio, as much of my art has. And I can't remember when it was. Actually, I do have it. It was in June. That's when it was. I had posted the first ink blot and I said, "Anon, what do you see?" And I got a few comments and I just kept it up. You know, and then when I ran out of that batch, I made up another batch of red black blots and put them out there. And again, you know, it was well received. So it was like any artist, I need a certain amount of external validation. I want my art to be looked at, to be seen.
Absolutely.
To be contemplated. And, you know, otherwise, why am I doing it? Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you want people to appreciate your artwork. You're putting your time and your effort. You know, it's proof of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in you know, I'm not a major art connoisseur, but I know that inkblot art is very different from intentional art creation, where you design something and you have a focus. So when you're
like Iso Labelle, like Carlo.
Yes.
My God,
absolutely.
I love his art. I have, if anybody here is not familiar with Carlo Iso Labelle, I highly recommend that you check out his art. You'll find him on Noster. I'll actually, if anybody wants to follow me, I'll tag him in a post. He is amazing.
I actually bought a painting. This is a Noster Ness Hatching ID is exclusive. My wife does not know about it, but our our dating anniversary is next weekend. Like, so we've been, it'll
look
be 20
big romantic. That's an amazing thing, man. I love it.
It'll be 20 years, like, since we started officially dating, and I bought, he commissioned something for me, and it's like, it's sitting here in my office. So she doesn't know about it yet. So I'm excited to give it to her here in a week. But yes, support your artists, because, you know, they put a lot of their time and their passion into this. So very cool. So Rex, do you have a lot of control over the final product of, or is it just all, or is it just all by chance? Yes, of the ink blots, or is it just all by chance?
You know, I want it to be as much as random and as chaotic as possible. Because that way, I don't want to have, I want to have as little influence over it as possible, put it that way. A lot of my art is very chaotic, and I never really know what I'm painting until it's done.
That's great. Yeah, that's exciting.
Like, I mean, I've always been this way. And even as a kid with Legos, I'd build something without the instruction manual just because, you know, I just wanted to see what the heck I could build. Right?
Do you ever see any, like, recognizable patterns or recognizable shapes as you're doing the ink blot? Do they start to emerge and then kind of maybe change or influence how you're working on it? Or do you just kind of just let it ride? Talk to me a little bit about that.
I pretty much just let it ride. I noticed that in some of the older stuff, I was using a big fat brush to lay down the ink and splatter it around a little bit. Meanwhile, nowadays, I just use popsicle sticks.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, shake the popsicle stick or just run it over the paper in a squiggle line or whatever. Again, I try to keep it varied. I don't make it predictable. And yeah, you know, I just try to keep it as unique as possible.
So I believe the term is, is it Rorschach? The Rorschach?
Rorschach. I think
Rorschach.
I'm not even certain. Don't call me out on
Rorschach. The R word. All right. The R word tests.
Yes.
Yeah. People use those ink blots to analyze, you know, psychology. Do you think that there is any type of psychological element to your artwork?
Nah. You know what? People are going to see what filters in their mind, I think. So if they're looking for dicks or vaginas, as we have seen,
we see blood, those a lot of times. At least I do.
I swear I don't put them in there, but they happen. You know, I see them too, man. But yeah, you know, like, I mean, the mind just traps on and just focuses on certain things. I do think that certain recognizable shapes are going to be always there, like butterfly wings, you know.
Yes.
You can't really escape that. It seems to even pop up. The crab is another one that
pops up. Absolutely. Yeah, I see that a lot, too.
Crabby, the bot that pops up whenever somebody forgets and says, oh, yeah, well, I think I see a blue crab today munching on this. And then Krabby pops up and just like big old crab face there. To which I'm going to say thank you, Vic, because Vic has been a huge bonus in making inkblot art work. It's thanks to his skills that inkblot art is zapping people efficiently. Yeah. I'm not doing the zapping anymore.
Yeah, that's right. You used to do it manually, and Vic made a bot for you.
I used to do it manually, and I would double zap people because, of course, you know, Noster doesn't always record things accurately.
Explain exactly what this bot does that you have now for Inkblot Art.
Okay. Well, Vic built a bot upon my request. I was kind of not complaining, but I was just mentioning that I really could use a bot to do the bulk of the work for me. That way I could interact with the people. And he offered. And I immediately took him up on the offer. So what the bot does is that it just keeps a lightning wallet full for zapping out people according to the comments. There's a character limit. So if you say GM for exactly, I don't think it'll trip the bot. But if you give, let's say, a 5-word answer, and yeah, you might get somewhere. If you use the hashtag inkblotart, you'll get a 21 sat zap as opposed to a 5 sat zap. And then there's the random 210 sat zap that is just randomly awarded to whoever is out there.
Okay. And do you you fill that up each week with a certain amount of sats, or how does that work?
Generally, it's once a month, and it's around 21,000 sats a month, roughly, give or take.
That's great. So you're using all, it's not so much as zapvertising in this way, you know, traditional zapvertising.
This is just a pure game. But I was initially looking for sponsors, but you know what?
It's a way to give back to your community, though, right? It's a way to keep people engaged.
It's worked out really well for me because while somebody has mentioned, you know, you're just zapping out money. Why are you doing this? Well, for one, I'm doing it for the adoption. I want people to be able to remember the lightning faucets. This isn't that far off. This is a game where you can earn some Satoshis just for simply saying, what's on your mind?
It's growing Noster too. It's growing your own community. It's promoting Artster. Like it's good. Like it's your own personal, you know, zapping game that for your community, for the art community. I really like it. I think it's a great idea. And Vic building that bot for you and you using the bot really keeps people engaged and makes people really have fun. I see your notes blowing up every morning whenever you post a new ink blot. Like they always have a lot of comments on them, and people always, you know, people always enjoy
feedback
them.
Feedback has been amazing. I have had many projects in the past, but nothing in the has ever taken off like this.
Do you ever interpret the ink blots yourself, or do you leave it up to your followers to do their interpretation?
Oh, I see the odd thing in there, for sure. In fact, there are times that I will comment on some random person's note. You know, and they say, oh, I see this, and I'll just comment, oh, yeah, that's really cool. Well, I see this. But I don't ever do it on the same person. At least I try not to.
That's good. Yeah, you got to engage your community. Keep them guessing. Absolutely. Do you find that the element of chaos with your ink blot, because you kind of just let it kind of happen, do you think it's frustrating if something doesn't turn out the way that you intended, or is it more liberating?
It all depends on the coming down to the process. Because right now, when I do the ink blot art, it's not one a day. I'll set aside an entire day to build these things.
Okay.
The current series right now, which is white paper, black paint, then a coat of white paint, turned out to be a little bit more finicky because it needed that extra drying time between coats of paint. Yeah, so sorry.
Do you ever throw any out? They just didn't turn out how you wanted?
Yes, I have, because either they just don't look right, or they're just too dark or whatever, or I just can't see anything. And there's been times where I've gone ahead and posted something and thought, they're not gonna see anything in this. There's no way. And
then these crazy bastards start seeing stuff, don't they?
Right. And then it's just like, okay, well, I don't feel so bad anymore. You know.
I love it.
Because the last thing I want to do is disappoint my audience. I'm very, very happy and quite pleased with everybody that shows up and makes it a part of their day.
So you have done, I remember for our friend Onks Vixen, you sold a t-shirt. I've seen her promote ink blot art wearing t-shirts. Do you sell any other items besides shirts with the your inkblot art on it?
You're asking about that because I've got something in development right now. I will have more merchandise to sell probably in the upcoming months.
Very cool.
I'm tossing around some ideas. One of them is a couple of different slogans. I got zapped by Inkblot Art would be one. I got crabbed by Krabby would be another.
Because we got right.
Bod, of course.
Yeah.
And powered by Noster, I think, is something that is important. You know,
absolutely.
I do have it on a hoodie that was designed by my graphics person, Dan. I highly recommend his work. Oh my gosh, he is such a good hard worker.
Very cool. So, yeah, yes. I look forward to upcoming merchandise and items for sale, and I'm sure other people do as well that love your artwork.
Appreciate
Do you do ink blots on like larger paintings or larger canvases
surfaces.
Or larger surfaces? Yes.
You know what? I've thought about it. I would definitely need a surface area to do this. And I kind of am lacking space. But I have done it on canvases in the past. So let's see. I've got one set of canvases in my art room right now. It's a total of 6 different canvases where I just essentially done the same process as an ink blot. You lay down the paint and you just press the canvases together and you pull them apart and there you go. But it's done in red, black, and gold, and it's really quite a striking image.
Okay. That sounds very cool, very interesting. Whenever you're creating these, how do you know you're finished? How do you know you're done splattering ink?
Okay. Right. So getting back to the process. So it is essentially a process then that I do. I'll then do like 26 in a shot. So I'll lay down. I fold my papers first. And then I splatter the paint, fold it, open it up, let it dry. And then depending on what other series or colors that we've got in that series, I'll come back when the paint is dry and then do another coat. And finally, it's black paint. I always find that black anchors the image. So yeah, while it's child's play, and it is very fun for me to go ahead and do this. Go ahead, Derek.
So what I was saying is that I'm not a huge art connoisseur. I just recently started appreciating and getting into and purchasing. So I'm learning all about your process. This is great for me. I really enjoy it. Yeah, so like you might think it's simple or nonchalant, but I'm learning a lot. I'm sure some of the listeners appreciate the insights, you know, into seeing what you see and in how you come across and how you create your creations. Definitely interesting. I appreciate the information about your process. So what do you think some of the biggest challenges that you would face when creating your artwork?
Oh, challenges. Space for one.
Yeah, you did mention
I would
the space.
Love to have more space just so that I could do... Because when I do my series, like I said, I do them in a batch of 26. But I still have to then do that in groups of 8 and 10 just because I don't have enough room for them to dry.
Okay.
So, and the reason why I do it like this is to do it all in one go. It's probably a lot easier this way. I've designed it so that if I'm having a shit day, I can go ahead, I can still do this. It's a simple process. And even anything like updating to Noster or updating my blog, These processes are simple enough that I can do them under the worst of days. So, yeah.
What, thank you. What other artwork do you do besides inkblot?
Okay, well, I'm glad you've asked that, because I've worked in a little bit of everything. I've worked with oil pastels.
Okay.
I've worked with oil paints, but I'm not a fan. I just find that they take too long to dry. Love the medium. Hate the smell. Not a fan of the smell of oil paint. Acrylic is really what I seem to enjoy working with.
Okay.
Why
do you like acrylic the most?
Just versatile. You can thin it out to the point where it's like watercolor and work with it like that, and yet it'll still have a good opacity. It's just really quick drying, easy to work with. You can slather it on in pastel style or thin it right down to, well, ink. It's just my overall go-to medium to work with.
Okay, that makes sense. I've heard talking with friends in the past that dabble, maybe not to your degree, but paint, that they really like acrylic paints. What you mentioned that you wanted to have more merchandise possibly in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
What other things are in the pipeline for you in your artwork? You have any upcoming additional projects or any directions that you'd like to go with your artwork on Noster?
Right. Well, right now I am mining another Vanity NPub for Shambroa. Shambroa.art is not exactly up and running. It is the website where I will be hosting my art. If you've ever been to the Inkblot Art blog, you'll notice it lives on a subdomain, inkblotart.shambroa.art.
Yes.
Right? And it's about time that I take the main domain and do something with it. So I've been working in a short, small steps. I went to the post office and they saw me mailing out so much of my art. Well, not lots, but I've been there enough times that they said, you need a small business discount card. So my post office gave me a small business discount card. Yay. No, I'm actually really happy about that. Do you realize that then how handy this is? It's just like one of those small things. It's just like victory.
Yeah.
Nice. Right? So then I approached this development agency on Thursday. I gave them a call. We may have had an appointment for Friday. And so Friday I spoke with this person and laid down pretty much all what Noster was in about an hour, which, you know, takes up a lot of time. I laid down the Inkblot Art and Shambroa. And there's a good chance that I'll be qualifying for a development loan here.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you mentioned that.
It is fantastic.
Congratulations. So hopefully it works out for you. What do you plan on using the funding for?
Well, merchandise, I think, is probably best on an on-demand venture. I'm probably going to be using some of the money to build up the website, because website design costs money, as well as anything. And I'm just going to point out here that if you are a creative person, or if you are a person who has an idea and wants a dev to make it, pay your dev. If you have an artist who is doing something and you like their art, pay the artist. You know, it's, and you don't go to your grocer and you don't ask for a discount. You know, like, I mean, devs and artists need to eat too.
Absolutely. I think that this crowd understands proof of work and understands value for value.
Oh, yes.
And that,
value for value. Like, I mean, holy smokes. Like,
and that, you know, we don't want something for free. Like, we want to pay. And,
proof of work.
Yeah.
A good work ethic. That's what I think is standing out from the crowd here, is that a lot of the individuals I see have excellent work ethic.
Yes. Yes, and I think that, you know, this kind of goes hand in hand. We'll get a little off track here, but I'll bring it back. You know, people like to say that there's too much Bitcoin content on Noster, but it really just goes so hand in hand, because Bitcoiners understand this, you know, proof of work and understand value for value better than so many other people. And it just makes sense that they're going to be the driving force on Noster's value for value based economy. You know, like, so I think we're on the right path, and somebody has to be first. Now, to bring it back to my man Rex, you had said that you had, you know, been selling art for a number of years for Bitcoin. Do you mind me asking what your Bitcoin story is? How long you've been in Bitcoin?
Oh, wow. Okay. I got into Bitcoin because I was selling pot.
There you go. All right. As one does.
Let's be honest. And the supplier was also accepting Bitcoin. So I was accepting money in fiat. And this is just prior to the last halving. So I wound up eventually with a significant amount of fiat value. And of course, I hadn't really appreciated the beauty of Bitcoin at that point. Not to sound like evangelical or anything, but it is.
We've all been there, man. Everybody has to start from somewhere, right?
Right. So anyway, it's been about 5 years since I've been in Bitcoin, and I've had my ups and downs. I've shitcoined. I've mined for Ethereum, and, you know, I've lost a lot of my Bitcoin, not in just by being stupid, but I'm very happy to say that right now I don't really look at the price anymore, just because I'm in the Bitcoin ecosystem. I'm using it.
Yes.
And, you know, I use it to pay my devs. I use it then to zap people, and it's just... Yeah, it's just, it is the money that we needed, really.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head. Whenever you're in the ecosystem and you're buying and selling items, you know, you're zapping, you are building, you're creating, you don't check the price the first thing in the morning. You don't check it on a weekly basis. You know, from time to time, somebody posts some meme on Noster, and you're like, oh, shit, do I need to go look at it? But besides
that's
that.
That's pretty much the truth.
But yeah, but besides that, I don't check it, man. Like, we know where it's going long term. And if a meme pulls us into a price chart, then a meme makes us go look at a price chart. But otherwise, I'd rather focus on the ecosystem, because that's where the cool stuff is happening, like all the artwork that you're doing and producing.
Appreciate it, man. So yeah, that development agency, they're gonna be cross my fingers, I'm gonna get a loan happening here, build up the website, and continue on with Noster and Inkblood Art and pushing out more merch.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I wish you the best with it. How do you foresee Noster being able to help you on this journey, or help artists in general?
Wow. Okay.
It's a deep question, but I know you're the man to answer it.
Thank you. Noster is a pioneering event. And I think that a lot of people need to remember that. We have this advantage of being early. And we're establishing ourselves here. And whatever we build here is going to have a high success rate, but we have to be determined to work at it. You know, it's not just you come in there and you fool around and, oh, you know what, this isn't working for me, I'm just going to go back to Twitter. No, you have to make a commitment, and you have to see through it. You have to work your ass off.
I think that that's that kind of work ethic, right? Of putting in the work to be social, build your community, is that aligns with creators that are creating content. They're creating artwork, you know, artists, they're putting in the work, they're putting their work ethic front and center creating, and it aligns so well with what we're doing on Noster. So and you're right. We are lucky to be part of this early on, and creators have a chance to kind of, you know, mark their territory, build their community early on, get a foothold and start out early. So it's buggy. Some things don't work the best, but
want to know something, Derek? I love it. It's part of the charm. It's just like, what is my follower account going to be? Is it 3,000? Is it 2,000? Oh, shit. I switched clients today. It reads zero. Better back it up.
Oh, that happens, you know? And it is. It's all part of the process and all part of the journey. And if you're willing to deal with these and put in the work, you're going to find success. I really, truly believe it.
Yeah, I agree with you right there, man. It is. And so, you know what? You don't have to work as hard as you have to work clever and smart. Right? Like, building the Inkblot art is a lot of work over a period of time. But it's a lot of tiny, small bits of work that have built it up. Does that make sense?
It does. So, if a new artist was, or, well, yeah, that's not the right word. An artist that was looking to join Noster, or someone that is new and looking to start, you know, creating. Mm-hmm. What type of recommendations or advice would you have for them to get started on Noster?
Okay, so let's just say that when we say artists, let's just use music as an example, because I noticed that there is a lot of interesting musicians on Noster, and they don't get nearly enough credit.
And it seems like over the past week, we've had a handful join too.
Right? And I think it's good. And I think that Wavelake, I'm not really one to listen to music. It's just when, you know, I will listen to the odd thing here or there. But Wavelake, with the ability to zap, they do have that, correct?
Yes, they do.
Okay, well, that's what then music artists need. Because they need that feedback. They need that external validation.
I think that zaps are one of the best types of feedback that you can get, because it has real value, right?
Yes. I will say that that is true. Although, for the love of God, don't get me started on only zaps, because, man, that just riles me, because I feel that there is a whole plethora of emojis that, well, let me just put it this way. I get a lot of information by the emojis that people use on Inkblot Art. It gives me an idea of just how well people are just feeling in general, right? And while it's nice to get a zap, it doesn't necessarily carry all the vital statistics that I could use, you know, then to read the room. Does that make sense?
It does. And I actually recently had a conversation in the past few days with someone on Noster about this. They were saying that they wished that more clients would support more reactions. And at first I kind of didn't foresee what they were talking about. I thought, it's no big deal because zaps are the signal. But basically, Rex, what you just said is, in my engagement and conversation with him going back and forth, I realized that, you know, zaps are the signal, but emojis show emotion and show a different way to interact. And
oh, absolutely.
And I think that they're very important. And if you look at, like, on Amethyst, that'll show you every reaction that you get, and you see 500 different emojis from everybody, or you look at maybe, let's say, Primal, and you see 10 hearts, and you're like, oh, I only got 10 likes, or whatever. But no, on another client, you see people gave you all these, you know, laughing emojis and all these animated emojis, and it tells a different story.
Amethyst is what I'm talking about. That is my daily driver now.
Yeah, it tells a different story, doesn't it?
Oh gosh, yes. There's just a lot more information. You know, when I've pissed somebody off and they give me an angry emoji to a comment, or they throw me a bird and then an emoji, you know, I know I've crossed some toes.
And I think that it is important. And I think that a lot of people don't even know that it is possible because their client doesn't support it. So I think that the more we talk about it, the more we bring it to light, then more people may have FOMO, and then developers will build it and incorporate it because their users want it. And I think that's kind of like almost how Nostr works, is that developers don't build things until somebody starts saying, hey, it would be neat if we could do this. And then this turns into a service, or it turns into an add-on or something like that. And I think that us talking about it and, you know, raising awareness will help with that initiative.
No, absolutely correct. I think that's one of the reasons why I like Nostr so much, is that at the speed that it evolves, a person will have an idea, they'll put it out there on Nostr, and somebody else will say, well, you know what, I'm going to tag so-and-so in this.
Yes.
And before you know it, it's version 0.1.
Whatever. And how cool is it that we can literally talk to the developers of the apps we're using and tell them what we want or what's broken, and give them feedback, and then they can add it or fix it. Very, very cool.
No, that's it is. It cuts through the red tape.
Yes.
You know, you're talking directly to the individuals that are making things happen. And you guys are underpaid. You guys are underzapped. I want to root for you guys again. You know, zap your devs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Zap the devs. The devs are building super cool products for all of us, literally building the future of freedom communication for all of us. So speaking of building that future, as an artist, what do you think Artster needs? What features do clients need to allow you to build a better community and keep creating? What is one feature that the art community needs? Or two features?
You're asking me the wrong person. Because I'm kind of I'm doing my own thing, right? And while I do interact with other artists, it's hard for me to speculate what they could use. I know Creator is doing really quite well.
Have you played around with the highlighter, the Patreon alternative that Pablo built on highlighter.com?
The Creator.
Yeah. Well, that's different. So creator.nostr.wine is one, but then there's also highlighter.com, which is different. It has its own, it's using a different implementation. Is it NIP 29 maybe? There's too many NIPs. I can't remember them all, but there is a NIP now for this.
Huh.
You have to check it out.
Every day, man. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Tag me in it or something. Please.
Yeah, these devs, they're always building for us. Well, all right. If you can't think of anything, I will leave that question to the audience. If you interact with artists, you're part of the Artster, you're part of the art community, what is something that you feel Nostr needs to improve upon to give you a better experience or to help you reach and engage with more art fans out there? Maybe it has to deal with media management. I don't know, but I'm sure there's something.
You know what? I really can't say that I think Nostr is doing great the way it is. I think it then totally depends on the person to adapt to it, because Nostr is very much like Jell-O, right? You can't nail it down.
I love this. Nostr is like Jell-O. Maybe this will be the show title.
But no, it's seriously, it's not solid. It moves. It has a mind, a body of its own. And it's great this way. I think that it keeps people alert, and because they're always having to pick up something new about Noster. It's never the same old, the same old. There's always something new,
yes,
something changing.
And that's why I tell people that if you tried Noster 3 months ago and you didn't like it, try it again, because there's new clients, there's new services, and existing clients have added all sorts of features and improved.
Absolutely.
Devs are always building and making it better. So if you didn't like it then, you may love it now.
This is true. And what's not to love about no ads?
No ads, very few algorithms. It's great. Right?
So here's a small confession. A couple months ago, I was looking through a client, and for whatever reason, that something glitched, and it read that X amount of people were in my, had muted me. Like, I have no idea, but it was just like, hundreds of people had muted me as Rex Damascus. I was just like, well, what the hell? So I got all hot and bothered by this, and I figured, okay, well, to heck with Noster. I'm not wanted here. And I decided I'm going to go to Patreon. I'll go back to Twitter. I'll do whatever. I couldn't last 5 minutes.
You know,
it's so fiat. It really is fiat. Patreon is just, they want and to know their customer because they're dealing with money and everything else. So there's that aspect. Plus, you know, you can't go ahead and speak freely. Not that I have a problem with holding my tongue with Ink Blood Art, but I really appreciate Noster for what it is, and I can be out the outspoken cuss I am. And people don't need to like me. That's fine. I could be wrong, and I am wrong at times, but I'm
We all are, right? Like, all wrong. We're all wrong from time to time, and that's how we grow.
Yeah.
That's called being human, in it, how you react after learning that you're wrong depends on if you're a good human or a bad human, right? Like, you know, we should use every mistake and every wrong to learn and to grow.
This is exactly it. If you aren't making mistakes, you're not learning.
I say this to my kids. I'm like, I fuck up all the time. You're
right.
You know, you're going to make mistakes too. It's what you do after them determines the outcome. Like, I don't care if you make a mistake.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Rex, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about, or anything you'd like to shill or promote?
Oh, wow. You know what? I really can't say anything else about my own stuff, but I would, of course, love to promote all the artists out there that have just been absolutely amazing, like Isola Bell, Chuti, D-Civ, Puzzles, you know, like, I mean, there's so many artists and just good comedians out there on Noster. It's we're such a happy community. I really enjoy it. So I want to say thanks just for having me here and just making me part of the community, even though I am an outspoken cuss.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm happy to have you here, Rex. It's nice to have an artist that has a community, an artist that's working hard to grow Noster and grow their own community. And I look forward to hearing what happens if you get this funding when the relaunch of your new website.
I will be posting it all over Noster. You bet.
You know, Puzzles asked this question in the chat. Have you sold any of your artwork on any of the Noster marketplaces? Have you tried to do that at all?
Through the Noster marketplaces, no. But peer-to-peer, yes. Or wait, one moment. I did have one sale on Plebeian Market. That's right.
Oh. And you know, you said to use Amethyst. Amethyst supports the Shopster.store integration, so you can post items directly through that. I've actually had some success there. So if you haven't tried that, I would say maybe that's an avenue to try as well, to see if it works for you until you get your website up.
Yeah, the website, we're probably going to be incorporating, well, because this is going to be partly for normies and partly for Bitcoiners, I am going to be running BTC Pay Server, but I'm also going to have to run some fiat rails for there too.
Okay. Well, if you need any help with the BTC Pay Server, I don't know if you've set one up before, but I'll offer my services to help you out. I won't say
awesome.
I've set up a few of them for people in the past for their online stores. So reach out if you have any questions, ma'am. Thank you for coming. I appreciate
Thank you, Derek.
Everything.
This has been a blast. I was way worried about when, you know, sticking my foot in my mouth.
No, you didn't even tell about how you posted. I'm going to say it now. You didn't even say how you nuked your first account by leaking your NSEC.
Right? That's how I did it. Oh. Oh my god, that was like one of the most embarrassing moments ever.
It would be, you know, this is a good laugh, and
it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry I doxed you like that, but it's
you know what? Who doxed who first, man? I doxed myself.
You did. You told me.
Right?
It's a good story because not everybody, but a lot of people have done it. It's just a learning curve.
It is. And it's definitely something that, let me tell you, I look twice now.
Yeah, well, some clients don't even actually let you paste an NSEC. I know Domus, like Domus doesn't. If you paste it, it won't actually send it. Like, so maybe we need more clients to build that kind of stuff in there. But that's another show.
I would like to see more extensions like Albi.
Yes,
Albi is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, but I think it needs competition.
You know what? As a teaser for the next show, Rex just gave me an idea that I need to start these off as. I need to start these shows off as, how do you use Nostr? You tell me all the apps and clients and services and other stuff, and tell me how you use Nostr, because I think that helps promote all the different use cases in Nostr. So that's what I'm going to start doing, Rex. Thank you for the
awesome.
Idea. Thank you for the idea. You walked me down that line. I like it. Thank you for
awesome.
Coming, man. I will post this on Wavelake, and I'll share the link to you here when I get it up.
Perfect. Appreciate you all, guys. Thank
you
for coming.
Thank you, buddy, for everybody for coming and your questions and participating in the chat. Thank you for listening on Wavelake.